R.K. Lakshman's mother was also a very interesting storyteller, although she never received any formal education in a school or a college. She knew a lot as she read a lot. She knew Sanskrit and Tamil, and the author says that there was nothing she did not know about books in Sanskrit and Tamil. By reading translated copies of English books, she also came to know what was happening in English books. Her children would sit around her and tell her everything they read in books and magazines, while she would tell them stories from the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. The author would be surprised to know how many myths and legends she knew. Myths, girls, are traditional stories about early history of people, explaining an event, or it may also involve supernatural beings. And legends are also ancient and famous stories about people and events. At night, she would climb upstairs to lie down on her bed. It was the time when all the children would gather around her and they would all chat, crack jokes and tell stories. The children, that is the author and his brothers and sisters, would tell her about their friends and ask for her advice if required. The author says that at last, just thinking about those memories of him makes him feel so happy. He considers it to be his pride and honor and great luck to have such a wonderful mother. We all, like him children, are proud of our mothers. We can never be thankful enough to God to give us such great mothers who does so much only to keep us happy. But we can definitely show our gratitude towards her by obeying what she says and by helping her with household work and looking after her needs. This much we can definitely do, children. Therefore, if we summarize the entire piece, we see that My Mother by R.K. Lakshman tells us what a remarkable woman the author's mother was. He loved her for all that she was, and he was always enthralled by her smiling and cheerful presence. She was a great storyteller and would read out mythological stories to them. She played tennis and was a chess champion too. Nobody ever defeated her in those days. She also played bridge and badminton. She was a wonderful cook, and despite a number of servants in the house, she would love to experiment with a variety of recipes. But for all that, she did not know English. She was well versed, however, in Tamil and Sanskrit. Even as a mother-in-law, R.K. Lakshman says, she did not fit the traditional mold. She was just as friendly with her daughters-in-law and played cards with them. To the author, his mother was his best companion, teacher, and guide. Thank you.